Hey, it's Mark Yeagy, wealth architect, author, and founder of Light Circle. Wealth isn't just about money. It's about balanced abundance in your health, your wealth, your relationships, and your soul. Let's take your life to the next level and build your dreams into reality. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. So glad you're here today. Today, we have a guide on a really cool, amazing journey of franchise ownership. With over 25 years of experience in franchising, including roles as a franchisor, multi-unit franchisee, and franchise consultant, this gentleman has had the privilege of being part of an exceptional opportunities that have elevated the customer experience. His passion lies in surrounding himself with extraordinary people and executing plans to make franchise ownership a reality. If you've ever wanted to learn about franchising, and it's something you should learn about if you want to be in business, certainly a certain kind of business, this is the go-to guy to listen to. Please, let's welcome Mark Kale. Mark, how are you?
Great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You are on the franchising journey. You're probably on the latter half of the franchising journey because I know you've had some experience in franchising. So let's start with that story, if we could, and see, you know, talk about how you got into that business and how maybe you got out of it and what people can learn from you.
Sure. Thank you. So it started almost, well, a little over 30 years ago, and I helped launch a franchise company, actually, from the ground up. And that's really how I cut my teeth on franchising, did everything you can do in a franchise company. And then after that, I found a consulting company and was the second consultant to join that company 24 years ago called FranChoice. And we do business as FranDestiny. And we help people identify franchises to buy. And along the way, I was approached by someone who was selling their in-home care franchise. And they had two territories. And then there was a third that we added. We bought it instead of helping them sell it because it was a great opportunity. Grew that over 9 years, wound up with a great exit, and continue to do the consulting side. So done really all three sides of this fence, really, if there are three anyway.
Well, you know, what's really funny is you can go to any town in this country and you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a franchise, right? Like you can drive through any town and it's strip mall with franchise and franchise and franchise. So why are people involved and why are there so many franchises?
So people are get involved with franchises because there's a system that you can execute to replicate former success, right? So it's a proven model and you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. So franchising is appealing to people because they can just follow a recipe. And if they execute it properly, there's a much greater success rate than doing something on your own. And so that's why people are involved with franchises to begin with. There are so many franchises all over the place because of that exact reason. It is a recipe that you follow, and if you execute properly, your chances of success are greater. So you very rarely see a franchise close. I think the failure rate in franchising is around 10%.
Really? And that's it?
Yeah. As a whole, right? Yeah. I mean, there's certain industries. Food has a higher failure rate than others, but in general, that's about the success rate. And in independent businesses, the failure rate is much, much higher, like closer to 90%. Yeah. So it totally flips the scales. And so it makes it so that there's a much higher success rate.
So if, you know, and there's a lot of people that are listening to this podcast and maybe watching and thinking about starting their own business. And, you know, there's all kinds of business opportunities out there. There's AI, there's cybersecurity. There's, you can put up a website in 20 minutes with some of these, you know, these off the shelf companies. You know, there's so many ways to go, which kind of makes it really great if you're an entrepreneur in the country, but it also creates a huge amount of indecision, right? And so in having a franchise, because I used to own some franchises as well, you do get a recipe, but besides a recipe, like why should somebody consider a franchise rather than just starting their own thing, watching a video on how to start your own Amazon shipping business and just getting into that?
So a franchise compresses the time to ramp up, right? So that you're paying a franchise fee, which I call success insurance, which pays for all of their processes and everything else that they have in place that you can replicate. And they get you to profitability a lot faster because you're following a system and they have all of the suppliers in place, all of the buying power in place. I tell the story of when we launched this, the franchise that I launched, it was a European style bread concept. And when we had two stores, the paper bags that we printed were color and they were 25 cents each.
Wow.
Well, if you look at European style bread concepts, the entire loaf of bread costs 25 cents
wow,
to
that's
make,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Including labor. So when we got it to the 20, 30, 40 stores, we were able to order a million bags at a time instead of 10,000. And we dropped that price to a nickel for that bag.
Yeah.
And so just that example alone, let alone all the other buying power and brand recognition and marketing assistance, and even the site selection and layout and design help that you get when you're going into a franchise, it just gets you there faster.
Right? Yeah.
So that's what happens.
So I have some experience in franchising, like I mentioned, and we were in the quick serve convenience restaurant business, kind of like the, you know, Subway competitor kind of thing. And, you know, what I noticed was that, you know, and I'm going to be a little bit devil's advocate because I know the benefits of being in a franchise. But one of the things that people listening might say and that I noticed was, you know, great, you spend $20,000 on a franchise or something like that. That's your insurance. That's not the end of the world. You know, that's probably a good investment. But what about those fees every year off your gross sales? Because in our business, there wasn't a lot of profit margin, right? In the restaurant business, there's not a lot of profit margin. And if you're taking 6 to 10% off the top, boy, that really cuts down the margin. Why is that worth it?
So if the franchise provides the support that they're supposed to, the franchisees are very willing to pay that franchise fee, because that franchise fee gets you an entire team of support that would cost you much, much more on your own.
Yeah.
Right. When you're on your own, you're literally on your own. You're on an island by yourself, starting to try to figure out everything.
What do you mean by support, by the way, Mark? I'm just curious.
So they're going to give you a business coach that comes and travels on site to make sure that all of your KPIs, your key performance indices, are in order. They will tell you what levers to pull if something's off. And even when I had, for instance, our franchise, I all of a sudden went from being on my own to over 200 employees because we bought an existing business. And there was one employee that I wasn't getting along with, and things were, she could not make it happen. And she had been there for a long time, and it was a really difficult decision to try to let her go. Well, my coach flew out to my office and helped me do that. So it was just really just everything from, again, marketing and branding and,
sure,
and support and training and KPI support. All of these things are, if you're not getting what it's worth, no one would pay the franchise royalty, right? So if you go with a brand that has track record, and even if they don't have track record, but they're part of a larger umbrella of brands, you should be able to get back what your royalty fee is in spades, like over and over and over. I mean, we were doing millions of dollars a year. I was paying a lot in my royalties, but I never felt like I wasn't getting my money's worth. And so you get all of this support that would cost you much, much more than that 6, 5, 6, 7% of gross sales would normally cost.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's say that I'm an entrepreneur and I want to go into business. I decide that it's time for me to quit my 9-to-5 and quit exchanging my time for money. I would call you. Now, what would you do? How would you help me? What are the steps that you would take me through, you know, so that I could be, you know, up and running? And how long would that take?
Right. So the first thing we would do is have a conversation to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And then I would send a confidential questionnaire link that gives me a 50,000 foot view of you. And once I receive that back, then we schedule a hour and a half to 2 hour consultation, usually via Zoom. I like to see people when I'm talking to them. And
sure,
when we started this 24 years ago, it was all on the phone nationwide.
Yeah.
And now we can do this. It's just so much nicer.
Yeah.
We would do that consultation. Then I build a model based on the attributes of the business that makes sense for you. So just because Mark likes to golf does not mean Mark should open a golf store.
Right. Okay. So no top golf for me or whatever.
Well, I mean, you'd be counting golf clubs all day instead of getting on the golf course. So what we say is, let's find something that would allow you to go do things that you want to do, right? So what are the attributes of that business? How many employees? What kind of employees? Do you want skilled employees? Do you want trades? Do you want unskilled employees?
Sure.
All the way down to what is the sales cycle that's most appealing to you? Do we want a long sales cycle with a higher ticket with a lower volume, or do we want a short sales cycle with a lower ticket with a higher volume? So would you rather sell one $10 pen or 10 $1 pens,
Sure.
right? So
Yeah.
we get into all these attributes. Do we want a storefront? Do we want a service? Do we want guys in a truck? All these things so that I can develop that model that accurately depicts what kind of concept would be appealing to you. Then I go to my 260 brands that I represent that have all been vetted by Franchoice. We've got the whole system in place to look at these companies as if we were going to be franchisees. And then I propose those companies to you on a separate call. We go through, again, 50,000 foot view of these companies. And if you get excited, we go about three at a time. And I submit you directly to those companies, help you with a very systematic due diligence process to get you everything that you need in order to make an informed decision. And if you move forward, the franchisor pays my fee, so it's free.
The franchisor. I was going to ask you how you get paid, but that's great. So the franchisor pays your fee. So there's an incentive for everybody to win and get in business and be in the right business. So that's interesting. What are some of the things that people are getting into these days? I mean, I know the business world is changing. I don't know how much the franchise world is changing. Probably a lot too. What are
Yeah.
some of the trendy things to get into, Mark?
So first we start with recession resistant because there's nothing
Okay.
recession proof, right? There's nothing proof anything, by the
That's
way.
right.
And lately we're talking about Amazon resistant and we're talking about pandemic resistance all of a
Wow.
sudden, right?
Yeah.
The Amazon and pandemic resistance are things that I never had to talk about years ago, but these are things that are really important to people, right? Especially for people who are investors, right? That are looking to diversify their portfolio through franchise ownership. They don't want to be bogged down with worrying about, okay, what happens if there's another dip and if there's another, if can Amazon replace what we're doing, right? And again, the pandemic thing is the pandemic thing. We worry about that, but there's franchise models that make that happen. So the hot concept, it's really funny. I get this question all the time. And you know what the best concept is? The one that's the right fit for you. So there is a huge trend in boutique beauty. There's a huge trend in wellness, and that's a huge
Still?
category.
Wow.
There's a huge trend for anything child related, pet related, or senior related.
Wow.
10,000 people turn 75 every day.
Wow.
Every day. And the pandemic produced millions of puppies
That's
that
true.
people thought they were going to be staying home with until their job said, you got to come back to work,
Yeah.
right? So all those dogs now have to be taken care of and groomed and boarded and all these kind of things, and walked, and their poop needs to be picked up. I mean, there's a lot going on in that category. So yeah, those are all very, very strong categories that I would say are resistant in all of those and all of those things.
Interesting. I was just in Argentina last month, and one of the biggest businesses or services there is dog walking. So you would see a lot of people with 10, 15 dogs on leashes walking down. There's the funniest thing. Like it
Yeah.
looked like they were a pack of dogs trailing, pulling a human. But anyway, there was a lot of it. It's a big thing over there to walk the dogs as people go to work and all that kind of stuff.
It
So
is.
yeah, I suppose there would be some opportunities in pets based on the pandemic, but there's probably a ton of other opportunities as well. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much,
I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
Interesting. I have a question for you. And that is, let's say that somebody's listening here and they're not really interested in being an operator, but more of an investor. Do you have something where you hook people up who are likely operators, who are maybe even already operators, with investors so that investors can invest with an operator? Or do you have, you know, and you can create whatever question you want out of that. I'm just laying the foundation for opportunity there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in touch with people all the time that say, listen, it's just not for me, but if you find a great operator, let me know.
Yeah.
And we can connect people that way. I would say 1 out of 10 of the folks that I'm working with would need somebody to help invest with them.
Oh, really?
Typically, I mean, typically it's a parent or a business partner or something like that. But I have 2 people that I'm working with right now that would much rather be the investor than the operator. But there are also franchises that are semi-absentee or full absentee models altogether. Huh. So that someone could invest in them. There's actually 2 that I represent right now that the franchisor will literally launch it, staff it, and run it for the franchisee for an extra 5% royalty. And if you look at the numbers, they totally make sense.
Wow.
And that is an absolute passive operation. The franchisor is literally running it for the franchisee. And from the franchisor perspective, it makes sense. They're just using other people's money to grow the system.
Right. Yeah.
And they're happy to manage it because they know it'll be managed correctly. And so it's a really interesting product.
That's fascinating. Actually, a lot of people come to me and ask me, you know, advice on how to start a business. And they're always worried. The first thing they're worried about is, do they have enough money? And I always say, well, listen, the money's there. If you want the money, you'll be able to find it. And so if you have a good idea, if you have a good, and franchises give you a proven investable type of a four corners business, that, you know, you can get money easier than if, you know, you come up with an idea to put a rocket on the moon or something like that.
Right.
Right. So,
yeah,
so
we have wealth. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I work with wealth managers that part of what they do is they obviously put people's money in the market and index funds and all the other things that they want.
Sure. Yeah.
But they would also offer them, hey, if you want to diversify a little bit further, call Mark.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Well, I love it. You have a totally different angle on getting into business than most people. Most people, you know, pick up a couple of books on writing a business plan.
Right.
You know, have an idea, try to figure out how to execute it. And that's why there's probably a huge amount of failure. So how do people get a hold of you and get in touch with what your services are?
So for this show specifically, actually, we've got a link. It's frandestiny.com/architect.
Okay.
And on that link, you'll find a lot of information about what I do, how I can help you. There are direct links to get in touch with me directly, form fills, that kind of thing. And so typically what happens is, as soon as I get that information, I'll respond immediately, send you a Calendly link, set up a call with me at your convenience, and we go from there.
Okay, cool. So let's finish off with this, Mark. First of all, if you're driving down the street, try to memorize this. It's frandestiny.com/architect. Hopefully you got that. If you're watching and you have access to the internet, it's in the show notes. Let me just ask you this as we kind of say goodbye here in a few minutes. What would you say are the 3 steps that somebody needs if they wanted to get started in a franchise?
So the first thing is to know thyself, right?
Okay.
Are you a good fit for franchising?
All right.
If you are an entrepreneur and you hate people telling you what to do and how to do things, you're probably just not a good fit, which is okay.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Right. I'd rather know that up front. And these are the questions we ask up front. If you don't feel like if I don't feel like you're going to be a good fit for the franchise or a franchise, I let you know immediately that this is just, you're barking up the wrong tree, right? Secondly, is obviously you need to have funds in place because the franchise fee needs to be paid in cash up front. And then you could always finance the rest, but you have to have good scores and everything else that you need in order to find money. So that needs to absolutely be in place. And I would say if you have a significant other, they need to be able to be supportive of this because I don't know about you, but I've been married almost 30 years, married my high school sweetheart, and I cannot make a decision like this without her coming along for the ride, right? So it makes sense for all three of those things certainly to be in place.
So everybody, it's frandestiny.com/architect. And Mark, thank you so much for your time and wisdom and just like giving us a window to the inside of what goes on with franchises. So thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mark.
My pleasure. And everybody else who's listening and watching, thanks for being here. And also remember what I always say, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great afternoon or a great day, everybody. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.